Oh.
Hey, what's going on, man?
Dude, you've been MIA.
Why you say that? I've been working, staying out of trouble. I think I called you.
I did.
Hold on, man. You know I got the proof right here, Mr. Hauser.
Well, it's really no accusation now. I'm just, that's saying, I miss you, man.
There's
a left-handed way of saying that or something. You know, you want to make a deal out of it? Forget it.
No, I called you back last Thursday. I didn't hear back from you. So
I'm just kidding.
I ain't worried, man. I know where you live.
I'm just kidding.
That's good.
Back off, man.
You can't hurt my
man. Nah, what is it? Oh, bullshit. Want me to try?
No.
No.
No, I'm good. Thanks. No. I think we'll just do what we got to do here. Life is good.
Yeah. So, I just got a call from Phoebe, or a text from Phoebe. She's almost in South Korea.
Awesome. How long does she roll the lay over there?
Well, the flight's 13 hours. From South Korea, I guess they fly to, I know. Well, you know what? I've been praying for her all. I couldn't even sleep. I went sit late praying for her last night. I feel good about it now. The fact that she's away, I think it was a lot of anxiety for her to get ready.
Oh, I'm sure. Traveling far by herself.
That's a tough trip to get ready for. What she had to do, the house she stayed in, she had to go out. Some other chicks came in, so she can't get back for a month. So she had to put all her shit in a storage unit. Her car, everything she owns. And then get on the flight.
Ouch, man.
Yeah, so it was a lot of freaking. That's a big deal.
All
right. But I think she's, I finally did, though. I think it was, I don't know, about 6 this morning, I think I got a text, a ding, and I knew it was her. Thank God. I was hoping it was her, anyway. You know, keeping me informed of where she's at. I mean, I was a little shook up, you know. But, you know, I feel more confident right now. I mean, wow. Once you're on the way, it's different. You know what I mean? And all the fear and trepidation and, maybe I should go, not go. You know what I mean? Once you're on and you're committed, you know, that's the thing. It feels better.
Agreed.
I mean, that's the way you'll feel, I think, too.
I got to book a couple trains today. Other than that, I mean, we're pretty much ready. I started doing my thing, so.
When are you going? I forgot.
Next Sunday we leave at 6:00. We get into Barcelona at 1:00 on Monday.
Wow. Shit, man.
We stay in
living in a basement, man. You guys are going all over the world, man.
Well, first trip I've been on in 10 years, bud.
Don't keep pulling that shit on me. I'm the one that's telling you you need this. I know you need this. I just want to... I'm feigning envy. I can't tell. I'm just feigning.
Oh, buddy. Let me tell you something. There's been a couple times where I wonder who I was going to take with me.
Well, you know, things got ugly there. The doubt was, you know... Yeah, it was getting cloudy there for a minute. How are things at home? They're good?
Things at home are good. I mean, we're just working through problems, looking at this trip as a reset, and just trying to do my thing.
It's awesome, man. That's really smart. Very, very smart.
So we'll see how it shakes out, and we just kind of go from there. And I got nothing planned for after, except for, you know, we're home 3 weeks, and I take the kids to Florida, so...
No way. Man, you are the man. Wow. You've been to the Florida one, though, right? No, or no?
We've never been to Universal. We were at Disney, but never Universal, so.
That's where there's a Universal in Florida too, huh? I guess.
Yeah, that's where we're headed. So my daughters, both of them are actually excited. They're actually excited to spend some time together. My son finally, I think, is getting it. I'm like, dude, can't afford to bring friend. You got one built in right here, and if you want any time or space on your own, you're going to have to work with us.
Well, the deal is right now, the way they're aged, though, the girl is faster developed emotionally, and he's starting to get rolling.
Yeah,
you know,
he's definitely.
So they should be on really even terms, roughly, now, hopefully. What's the age difference between them?
A little over 3 years.
Well, guess what? You know, scientifically, or actually statistically, siblings get along best when they're 3 to 3.5 years apart.
Yeah, well, for 17, 14 years, that ain't happened. So it's starting to now, and he sees things a little differently. And I mean, he's going to be a senior in September. She'll be a freshman. They'll be at the same school for the first time, and I can't remember how long.
So I'm saying she's developing more rapidly because she's a female.
Yeah.
He's developing differently, and they're actually about meeting on the same plane right about now. It's a perfect time.
I mean, we're going to be gone for 10 days. My sister's coming in from Buffalo to stay with him, so they're going to be, it'll be interesting. She doesn't.
Well, that's actually a good practice for them to get along, too, man, you know. And,
right. She is their absolute favorite. She's more like a grandmother than an aunt. She doesn't drive, and, you know, Walmart is 3/4 mile from our house, so she'll walk there.
Oh, wow.
My sister is 63 and more independent than anybody I've ever met in my entire life, and she's a badass. And I looked at my son the other night, I go, listen, if she's going to walk to Walmart, you're going with her. He goes, absolutely. I go, you won't go there with me or mom, but you're damn sure going to go with your aunt. He goes, without a doubt, Dad, because I won't let her go there.
Oh, that's good.
I mean, not that he's got to protect her, but... You know, she's 4'11".
That is bullshit. That's practice. That's what he needs to practice is that kind of, that's what a man's supposed to do.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So bullshit, no. Man. You know, yeah, now we can keep chivalry still at least alive somehow, you know.
We have a big electronics store here called Best Buy. I don't know if you have them out there or not.
Everybody deals with Best Buy. Everybody.
So last year, I got, you know, my wife a new smartwatch. I got my daughter an iPad. And, God, what do we get? My son a new Xbox from there. We put him on 12-month zero financing, you know, got the credit card. Paid off. Been paid off. Saturday, I looked at my wife. I'm like, listen, they're kind of on their own for 10 days. I know my in-laws are going to drive them where they need to go for practice and stuff, but they're going to want to do things. She's like, yeah. So I got online on Best Buy and found the two best electric scooters they had. They go 25 miles. Their range is 25
what?
Miles to charge. And I bought them both.
Fuck!
So they'll be here tomorrow. This way he can go the 2 miles to his girlfriend's house on the scooter. She can go around the neighborhood with her friends, and my sister isn't, you know, going to be stuck with them in a house where they're miserable because there isn't anybody who could drive them anytime they want to go somewhere. I'd been hoping the boy would have his license and we could leave him the car keys, but he doesn't, and I'm not going to push him. He's not ready.
Oh, and way better to have an electric scooter, man. That's way
Dude,
better.
These things go 20 miles an hour, and the battery is 25 miles, and I started making phone calls because I didn't want to spend that much money if it wasn't going to work. We bought her one a couple years ago, and it dies after a mile. And it was, you know, supposed to be this big, blah, blah, blah. So I did all the research, and then he's got two buddies that have them. I'm like, you get on the phone, and you call your buddies, find out what they have, how long they've had it, how far it goes. He calls his friend Kingston, and Kingston drives his to work, and he'll take it to the beach, which is 7 miles one way. We need to know what kind of kids he's got. So he got the information. I went and did all the study on it, and I just bought two of them. They were on sale, $499 each. I got them for $369, and we bought two of them, and I put them on the card, and I've got 12 months to pay for them.
So how old is Kingston?
Kingston and Jackson's age 17. He works at a local grocery store that's about 2.5.
7 freaking miles to work?
No, 7 miles to the beach. He drives it to our lake, which is 7 miles from my front door.
Wow.
And
not
back.
Right.
So I'm like, Jack, you ain't going that far, but if you want to go to your girlfriend's, which is 2.5, 2 miles, you can. You know, if you need to go somewhere this way. You
know, that's actually fucking perfect, man. Wow, I mean, that's like way, like, wow. What's the woman say? What's your wife say?
She didn't want to spend the money at first, and I didn't say anything. She calls her mom, and they're talking. She's like, you know, you and Dad are going to get them for practicing and stuff. And she's like, yeah, you know, I'll be working part-time. She works during the summer part-time. And she's like, Dad will be around. He'll have the car, blah, blah, blah. Well, Dad's got some, they're just tested him for lupus because the steroids they gave him for his rheumatoid are not working. So they think there's something more wrong. I'm like, he can do stuff, but he just is not in great shape.
Who's this?
My father-in-law. So my wife gets off the phone with her mother. She goes, yeah, hit the button, buy him. So.
Oh, he's brilliant. He's fucking brilliant. I couldn't possibly be better now. I mean, that's really smart.
We got the warranties and everything, and it's $80 a month for 12 months, so.
Well, in this case, you know, I never get those warranties. But on electrical stuff like that, if it's banging
30,
out on sale, you know,
30
like,
bucks,
it's done on sale.
Yeah, it was 30 bucks for a year.
You almost save that on the sale anyway.
More than that, yeah. So, I mean,
oh, that's brilliant. That's brilliant.
You know, I didn't want to pull the trigger, and then I have it up, and the card pops up. I put my card in, like, oh, you can pick from rewards points, or no, it's 18 months. 18 months zero financing. I'm looking at it right now. And I think that was the key for her. She's like, oh, crap.
18 fucking months, yeah. Shit.
We can buy them, be done with it, blah, 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 blah. And she goes, they'll be paid off before Christmas so we can buy them something else. I'm like, perfect. So, no, my
sister. Yeah, whatever. Yes, honey.
We've got, you know, freezer full of food. We'll go and get fresh food before we leave. I'm going to leave her a couple $100 if she wants to order pizza or do her thing. And, you know, it's good. She's going to clean for her. She's going to cook for them. And they are very respectful. Like I said, she's, she may be their aunt, but she's almost like grandma to them. She even looks like
her. Yeah, but she also probably demands respect by her attitude anyway.
You know, my sister's the type with these two. She's always been this way. Even when my parents were alive, she's always been an amazing aunt. They just respect her. There's no demanding, no commanding.
Well, it's because the person themselves command it by who they are.
Right. Well,
it's not,
and
it's
you
not
know, my
demand.
My two older sisters really, and I hate to say this because it's probably not true, but they really don't care. You know, they don't make an effort to see the kids. They don't come to their sporting events. My sister my youngest lives in Buffalo. It's an hour and 20 minutes from my front door, and they make it to 3 or 4 events a year. They're here for both home shows. They're here once a month just to see the kids. And you know, it's like, well, we'll come there. Well, meet us at the zoo, Buffalo Zoo. Okay. You know, so it's different. They really do. It's going to be good. Jen was worried at first because when we went to Hawaii 10 years ago, they stayed with her parents.
What's to worry about? You couldn't possibly have it in a better situation.
She didn't want to be away from her kids, but I get that.
Yeah, but that's bullshit. She needs to be.
No, I agree 100%.
They need it, too. It's more important for them for her to get her ass out of there and then actually carry on with some responsibility right now. It's just absolutely dead-ass perfect. The whole thing is perfect.
Well, and, you know, her great aunt is a big influence in our life, and she just turned 90, and Aunt Carol is there. She's awesome. And she is, Jen's her favorite. She's the first niece, the first grandchild of that era. Jen's the favorite, and she looked at her when we started to talk about this trip, and she goes, honey, if you wait until you have the money or the time, it isn't going to happen. Trust me.
It'll never freaking go.
And then she handed my wife a check for $1,000. So.
Wow. Yeah. Oh, and by the way, this will help.
You know, I was worried because this weekend I'm doing my finances. I'm like, I'll only have about $4,000 for the trip. And I'm sitting there, I'm like, okay. Oh, crap. everything, the airline's paid for, the hotels are all paid for. So $4,000 for train tickets and food and whatever we buy for, it comes out to be 8 days because 2 days are travel. And I'm like, okay. And I'm like, it's almost like $425 a day. You know, I'll buy the Eurail passes in a little while and book our tickets and be done with it, and life is good, and we'll still have a shit pile of money without touching a credit card. You know, so
it's perfect.
She's
it can't
going.
Can't be planned any better than that.
She's going tomorrow. I gave her $1,000 cash. There's a bank 20 minutes from here that does all the exchanges. So she's going to go get €880, because right now a dollar's only worth 88 euros, so, or 0.88 euros. So she'll go get $880 in cash for there. I'll have my credit card for everything else, and we'll just rock and roll.
The best laid plan I ever heard.
Well, we only have, Cameron text me on Saturday. He's like, listen, I booked this on the 13th in Madrid, some restaurant that's been there since 1725.
Bullshit.
No, hold on. I'm going to tell you what it is.
Fuck.
This guy. That's the only plans we have. Other than that, we're going to be getting on the run. And, okay, let's see. Where is it? Dinner in Madrid at Botan, the oldest restaurant. Botan in Madrid is the oldest continuously operating restaurant in the world, holding a Guinness World Book.
I was going to say, it has to be in the entire world.
Founded in 1725, which is crazy because I was at a place in Monase, in Germany, that was from 1750. It was an old flour mill, and they said that was the oldest restaurant in Germany. So, and then he booked us a lunch for the same day at another place. So he's better at this stuff than me, and I'm like, all right, what are we going to do? He's like, listen, dinner is until 9:30, 10 o'clock at night. I'm like,
Well, all he got me, Europe, like, especially in Italy, man, they have dinner, like, at 11 o'clock, 10 o'clock at night.
That's what he said, so we're going to, you know.
Oh, shit, and then they go walking.
Yes.
They walk till 3.
And he's like, you know, and it's Spain, so we did the research there. They have small plates. He goes, there's pop-up and walk-up restaurants everywhere. And I was about Spanish. Right?
Ah,
speak
shit.
Spanish.
Okay.
We were with
my
neighbor Jeff.
Easy. They mostly speak English.
We were with my neighbor Jeff on Saturday, his wife's baby shower Saturday, and we hung out afterwards for a little while. I brought him some of my moonshine. We just sat and talked to them. They're good kids. And he's like, I was there 7 years ago. I'm like, okay. He goes, Scott, everybody speaks English. You're going to be fine. He goes, we stayed. He did it for some college, not even high school soccer trip. He goes, we stayed at these sports complexes. You got it made. I'm like, okay. He gave us some hints. He helped me with the rail tickets because it's very confusing, and I'm just freaking ready to go.
Well, remember, you don't have any of the weight of all your world when you can think faster over there.
Yeah.
Because you don't have all that weight of shit.
No, I'm with you.
You've got brains, and then you can use them for pleasure. That's what's missing.
Dude, the hotel we the Westin in Valencia, we couldn't get the resort we wanted on the water. So we started looking around, and she saved me $1,000 by picking this Valencia. You need all. I'm
gonna actually, that should be a better idea, man. That's better.
So in this way, you know, I'm like, if we can't, she's like, what happens if we can't get the rail tickets? I'm like, then I'll rent a car, babe. She said, but then you got to drive. I'm like, I don't care. It's different.
Honey,
like, they drive on the same side of the road we do. It's a car. I've been driving for 42 years. We're going
to
be all right.
She needs to have a good time. She needs
and
to.
And she will.
She needs
she will.
To. She, I know, but I mean, she's just not used to having a good time. And that's what's so fun about this. This will be a good time.
Yes.
Awesome. Be excited about travel, thinking about you and Phoebe all, or, you know, shit, man. Phoebe's gone a month, man.
I know.
Freaks me out in one way. Then now I'm kind of getting that travel excitement, and so it's kind of cool. I hope to God, I've just been praying for her, you know, and I feel good about it. I feel confident that God's going to take care of her.
I think it's going to be all right. I really do.
Well, I know. I mean, regardless, I appreciate that. But in my heart, I do know, and it's marvelous to woke up this morning. Cause, especially because she hit me right off the bat. And as soon as she was between planes, she's in San Francisco flying to L.A., and then to South Korea, and she hit me, so that was perfect. I loved it. I gave her $2,100.
Okay.
Yeah, well, shit, man. Well, you know what? Goodness sakes, you know. She deserves it. That girl deserves it. Well, that was a gift for... I gave her $1,200, and I'm paying her car insurance for a year.
That's what you said. That was what you did for her graduation.
Well, I think that's the most important thing, you know, for her graduation. But then I hear her talking, and I hear her, and what she has to do with all, you know, has to, you know, put everything she owns and all this other shit, and she's working extra hours to make money, and I'm going, bullshit. And then I sent her another $300. Then I sent her another $800 the other, $600 the other day. It's not that. It's just I love her and I haven't been able to. She's always resisting money. It's real weird. She goes, no, Dad, don't do it. No, don't you do that. I don't say anything. And I go, honey, it's my money. You can't possibly tell me no. But it's somehow her mother, it's something to do with her mother, like, when she gaslit me so bad, you know, she, you know, did bad, really bad things with Phoebe's about me. Fathers sometimes get real wicked, you know, sometimes. And, you know, nothing, I've never even corrected Phoebe, to tell you the truth, I don't think. Much less do anything, or, you know, and warned her about some other thing. Don't leave me alone with your father too long, you know, stuff like that.
Right.
Which I could choke that woman out for just saying shit like that. It's just so inhumane. It's just so incredibly horrible. But Phoebe is afraid to be indebted, and her mother has created this kind of thing, too. Oh, don't get it. You don't want to be indebted to somebody.
Yeah,
but she steals. She steals from people, and it's okay. Yeah, she can steal from me, and it's okay. But anyway, I keep praying all the time to figure out what's going on. Even Jesse has these really weird responses sometimes. We kid around. You know, I try and keep it light, the atmosphere light all the time. I'm constantly thinking about his feelings and stuff, right? You know, but, you know, not overdoing it, you know, but kidding around, you know, it's a little sort of, you know. And he'll get back, and it always has too sharp of an edge. Do you know what I'm talking about?
You ever pull him aside and say, hey, you know, talk to me. What's with the edge in your voice?
I did. No, I said, what is that? I said, what is that, man? There is nothing in me that has anything to do with trying to help you in every possible way. What's going on? What is that edge? What is that? He goes, oh, you know, I'm just stressed, man, you know, because I got so much to do, you know. He does have a lot of jobs. He's got a lot of work. And I said,
I understand. I understand that.
He does. But I think that's bullshit. I think there's something out there, and you know what I'm talking about. There's something that she planted in there that's you know, it's not blooming in him, but it's still growing, and it's still there. But he's got some woke shit that he got involved with in Indiana there, because, you know, they're working. It's like you, but you guys all are times y'all kind of get along, but down there it was adversarial with the owners. So the young people like that, they had to kind of like be a confederate, you know, like, screw the man shit kind of thing, you know. And I don't know politically. There's no conversation with politics ever. None. But he drops some woke shit that's really not good. Or I'll say something. He goes, "Well, you can't say it. You should say that." And I'm thinking, I could explode, but I haven't. You know, like, you tell me what to say ever again. Ever. You're out of your mind, man. I got $45,000 in getting in here. giving him my business and then sort of actually insinuate that I should say something differently or my, you know, like some woke shit. It's like, and anyway, the guy he moved in with is kind of woke, sort of.
Okay.
Carries around a little tiny, you know, child's bag, backpack, you know, think it's funny, you know, and I'm thinking, what's that about? You know, he's like super brilliant guy, right? Well, so they get to this place together. You know, it was my idea to bring him here, you know, here, because he can work with your business, right?
Yeah.
And he does. The guy's brilliant. So he knows all about sound. He knows all about everything, you know, and he's actually working this church gig. And they work, you know, and they're sometimes splitting up. And the two of them work together on the jazz show. All that's going good. Well, the guy gets a job at this restaurant in town where there's this woke shit restaurant here in town. You know, it's all bitching and all that, you know, the food, you know, and he's always had this thing about being a chef and so on. And so they upgraded him in a week, you know, to a chef, you know, from a sous chef to whatever.
So he's got some skills.
So no, hang on. Here, he got lots of skills, but he was from Portland, Oregon. And he got a lot of woke shit, and I think he's pretty light in the loafers, you know, but, you know, Jesse knows he's got that whole generation has to deal with a lot, how they deal with it. Anyway, and Jesse broke up with a bitching girl, too, by the way. Donna,
already?
Donna. Yeah, now you got another one. You got a Korean girl now. Really, like, Korean girl that's dad moved up here, super rich. She wants to be a jeweler. And, you know, and I come to I'm to work, and he's giving her lessons. And I'm going, wait a minute, whoa. You know, no.
Anyway, give her lessons so she can open her own shop and be competition, son? Come on.
That's exactly. Dad's real aggressive came in, you know, and wanted to, you know, show how bitching he was, man. Boy, did we not get along. I got in his face.
Awesome.
You know, anyway, it was good. Anyway, back to this other show. Jesse's friend, his name is Gordon, is in the restaurant. Jesse's working, and all of a sudden he comes in, his eyes are big as half dollars. He goes, Gordon's in the emergency room. I got to go. What? What happened? He says he ate some fish. He's allergic to fish.
Why do you eat fish?
What kind of shellfish? Well, this is a really sexy restaurant, you know, and you got a lot of shellfish. You have shellfish, fish, they got everything. Beef, you know, lamb. So somehow he ate some out of a pan that had cooked some shellfish, and he dragged it in an ambulance. Forgot, an ambulance. In black, so, you know, ambulance?
Ambulance. Yeah.
Ambulance. Why did they say that? An ambulance. Oh, my gosh. That's so, ambulance. They do, too. Anyway, an ambulance? He goes, yeah. And I said, he was in a hall house. I said, wait a minute. Stop. He's in the hospital in an emergency room. He needs to be. You don't need to be hauling ass for any fucking reason at all. I said, you slow down. Get a hold
where
of yourself.
Needs to be. Don't be ridiculous.
Exactly. Hey. You bullshit. Right now, stop. You go in there real slowly because he's where he needs to be. There's a shit pile of knucklehead traffic out there. You know, he's like, oh, because of this pride stuff. We got pride event all up and down the coast, everywhere. People are driving like morons everywhere, tailgating horribly. So, okay, he gets down there, you know, and then I call him up. What's going on? You know, well, you know, they're working on it. He's home now. He's always on a lot of, you know, like, you know, whatever drugs. I don't know. I figured they give him prednisone or some shit. I don't know. But
something like that, right?
Regardless, whatever drugs it was. And I said, well, you know, and then they're going to, she says, well, we got to come up and get his car so he can drive home. I said, what do you mean? He can't drive, you know, after, you know, you can't wait a day.
You were just in the hospital, right?
Bullshit, he's just in an emergency fucking room. He's not driving, you let him drive. So anyway, sorry, it's leading up to something. Well, it's all pretty bizarre. I asked, how are you doing? Oh, he's going back to work. I said, what do you mean he's going back to work? They're going to let him go back to work because he has a fish allergy in a restaurant and as a cook? What kind of crap is this? Nobody's going to. What about her insurance? Why would she possibly allow? And he's going, yeah, you know, that's what's going on. You know, like, okay, all right, fine. You know, how bullshit is that? Man, if I was that woman, that'd be the last time he'd ever see the inside of my kitchen. Right?
Guess
well, so he goes back to work. Guess what? 2 days ago, Jesse comes running in. He's in the emergency room again. I went, what? What? Because one thing I told him, I says, you know what? Does he actually know what kind of fish? What? And he goes, no. So he's actually never, what's going on here? I said, has he not had an allergy test to know exactly what and what not to eat? And this was vague and unknown. Well, shit, he goes back to the emergency room again. From work. Right?
Yeah, they're going to let his
head. And I'm thinking, this is bullshit here. This is something really, really, really weird. What's, you know, and then he goes, and then he goes, same thing. I said, you shut up and slow down. There's no reason for you to be there fasting. Because you were right, Dad. You're right. You're absolutely dead right. I don't understand. Thank you.
Be careful.
He goes in, and then I call back, or the next day comes in, you know, and then somehow he brings him back up, and he comes in, which he's been staying away from me long, doesn't come around. And I said, well, wow. And he goes, whoa. I said, what's that? You know, goodness, what kind of fish is it? He goes, well, we don't know, you know. And then he says, you know, he's all red-faced and kind of weird. And then he says, well, the emergency room thinks it might be just simply anxiety. I said, what? I said, because I said to him, I said to Jesse before he came in that day, I said, well, this has to be two things, because if you're that allergic to some shit and you actually do take it, then you're going to slam into some anxiety about the fact that you did it. Or if you're losing your breath, I had asthma, and you get anxiety because you can't breathe. That's a different thing. That's
no,
dead ass fear. You know, I'm on the ground one time in Santa Barbara, bitching with his bitching chick, and I got a bitching hotel. The hotel was all right on the beach, and it stunk, you know, it had all these mold and shit in it. And I'm on the ground on my knees in the emergency room going like that. I mean, I'm dying. And they go, oop, he's dying. They come in with the albuterol and shit anyway, you know, it's like not panic, but it's just dead ass just like, okay, this is it. I'm dying. I'm dead. And I said, there's got to be two things that you got allergy. You're panicking because you have the allergy. And then he apparently flipped out thinking he may get allergy. It's all entirely. I said, it's two things. You got anxiety plus there's this thing. But then I'm thinking, you've never had a test. You didn't even know. And I'm thinking, bullshit, this guy is a full-on anxiety guy. And then he comes up and he admits that the doctor said there says it's all anxiety. And I said, the whole thing is? And he I didn't want to say anything. He wasn't sure, but he thinks so.
So Jesse's
going with this freak. This guy's a freak. Well, he's 26, 28, 20, 28, something. He's like a freak. I mean, you can't hire this person. And this is the guy who's supposed to be working with him. I said, he has that. He can flip out at any second over some bullshit? Anyway, it's just, this guy needs to go. I mean, he needs to go home to mommy and daddy.
I was going to say, Jesse's 0-for-2 for friends from freaking Indiana, huh?
Boy, this is... Well, and they were both the same. The other one had the green-ass hair. She was a full-on... She was this... Like a green goth. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Fucking green goth instead of a black goth. I mean, she was a complete fucking goth. Anyway... God. So I'm wondering, Jesse, how is this okay?
You can't say
this.
This
is how this friend, your best friend, you know, and shit, you know, and now I'm real concerned. Does that make sense? I don't know.
Well, it sounds, and I could be wrong, I'm taking a stab at it. Jesse is much like your friend Scott right here. You look at people that have issues and you want to help them.
You know what? That's exactly what I was going to tell you. He has actually been there. He said, Dad, I'm like you, man. I want to go help people. And it just is. And then also, you know, too, that can be an Achilles heel to you with one of your great assets. And also a fucking Achilles heel, too, because you get sucked in by morons that know and smell that you do have compassion and work it. Sorry.
No, it's 100%.
That's how you got me.
Whether you're helping
or making your friend. That's how you got me as your friend. That's a joke, son.
I got you.
Go ahead. You were right on the money. Go with it. I'm so bitching you come up with that. That's exactly the truth that I came up with.
We're kind of empathic in a way that we want to help everybody, and he's young enough and just a passionate kid, it sounds like, that he wants to be helpful. But he's also got to understand, and this is the hardest part, when you're helping isn't helping. It's hurting you. It's hurting them.
What's that word where you're helping somebody?
Yep. Enabling.
Enabling. There's it. Nobody uses that term anymore. '90s was all that.
Yeah, we went from enabling to coddling.
Wow.
I got to run. I got two calls I got to make, man. I'll call you back on the wall. All right.
Then. See you.
All right. See you.